space, which is completely irrational to stop in. We stopped on Zion and Aleph right before Kehada Surika, called the Surkia, which is 3, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Oh, Mr. Zuger, we waited for you.
Sorry.
7 lines on the bottom on Daf Zion and Aleph. Okay, that's what we got up to. And again, as I say, there was a totally irrational place to stop. So let's go back a line to Vafilu Yizbor, which is the 2 lines on top of that. Vafilu Yizbor Rabbi Lazar. Okay, everybody see that? 9 lines at the bottom of Zion Ralph. Now we had a close to say Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Concerning when you find crops or fruit in the hands of a goy in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take trumas and maizes of it bevada or bedmai. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's both, it's demai, and Rabbi Lezer says that it's vadai. Okay. In other words, if you buy it from a Jew, it's always Michael's, may my sister taken off. If you buy it from a guy, then we had a machlokas coin, Rabbi Yochanan, it was still Dmai, because maybe this guy bought it from a Jew who had taken off Trumas and Meisers. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's considered to be Vadai. We assume that it is Chayv and Trumas and Meisers because it grew in Eretz Yisrael. However, it might have already, we don't assume that it was, that any Trumas and Meisers were taken off. And therefore, now is it chayev? It's chayev bevadai. Okay, so starting again from there, Rafilu Yizbor Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan. May Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Eretz Yisrael knows sooner be Ad Yisrael that most of Eretz Yisrael is given over to the Jews. So that's the case. We should assume that this came from Jewish lands, and therefore it's the Mai. In other words, it's some Maisers were taken off. Nonetheless, Rabbi Lazar chash the mute. May Rabbi Lazar is afraid in the meal that some of the land, some of the stuff belongs to Goyim. And that stuff grows in Goyim's area, according to the Shita, which the Gemara is espousing here, is Chayim and Trumas and Maisers. But the Goyim don't take off Trumas and Maisers, so maybe that's Rabbi Lazar, he's Choshesh Lemiut, and that's why he requires to take Trumas and Maisers off the stop.
Is that tied with Machlok Shalom about
Chayish
Lemiut or not?
It should be, but the Gemara doesn't bring it in here. Here, a mayor is Chayish Lemiut and not Rabbana, but it's not brought down here for some reason. So, says Gemara, no. We can't accept that understanding, Rabbi Lazar. If Rabbi Lazar held that most of Eretz Yisrael is given over to Jews, then he would assume that everything is Dmai and there is no Vaday. Why is that? Kadu Surika. Because then it would be analogous to a certain caravan. Shemistapekes yom echad min ha'isur. That it becomes that one day, a year, it has something prohibited. One day a year, it has something prohibited, which that caravan supplies or stocks or whatever the case may be. Nasa osa yom. That day becomes a chokha, becomes a proof to every other day afterwards. So if that's the case, that we see from this that wait a second, this is a raya, I think. Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. Sorry. Let me do that again. Vafilis Rabbi Lezer Krab Yochan. Even Rabbi Lezer learns of Krab Yochan that Rov Eretz Yisrael is the Sun of Biadi, so the most of Eretz Yisrael is given over to Jews. Rabbi Lezer Chash Lemiut, Rabbi Lezer is Chash Lemiut. But he says that the one crop which grew in a Goyish field, maybe that's the crop you're getting. And since that's the crop you're getting, so therefore you have to take off Trumas and Maisos as Vaday on it. Kadosu Kusurkiya, just like a caravan, Shemistapekus Yomelchom in Eser, that one day a year takes not forbidden supplies, Naso Sayom Hokalukoyomi. That day, because it causes, cast aspersions on all the other days of the year. So therefore, you always have to assume Eser, so to here, you always have to assume Eser.
What about the concept of Rome?
Rove works midoraisa. It doesn't work midrabanan. Now, by the sukkia, the stipler's son here goes into a little bit of kavua in order to explain why we're chayshish the rest of the year, right? Because the gzeir drabanan is by d'may, not necessarily by the caravan, which is carrying forbidden meat or something like that. But for our purposes, let's not get into that. Let's just assume that in both cases, there's nisa drabanan here. And the one day year would have led chazal by the sukkia to aser all the days, as a gzeirut, so dvir leads chazal to aser all the days. Not as the mai, mind you, as vadai, according to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, we assume the other days are not just the mai, because if it's the mai, there are all sorts of coolest. No, if you buy stuff from a guy, because maybe he got it from a guy, or even a guy, a shefarmer, who didn't take off trumas and meisers, you have to assume that it's not tithed at all. So not only do you have to take off meiser, like you take off from d'may, but you also have to take off truma as well. Okay? That's between v'adai and d'may, where they have to take off truma. Says more Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi asks if that's the case. Me'ato, if you're quoting Rabbi Lezer, you're being chodesh lemut. But ger shebol is gayer, in makabli no so. If a ger comes to be makabe, a convert comes to convert, and we're not going to accept it because it's a case where ani omer me amon umoavu, maybe it's from amon or moav. So nasa also ger achiyach l'kol gerim. Do I say in that case, well, if there's one ger somewhere in the world is from amon or moav and it's forbidden, does that make him all usher? Do I ever make such gezeris? Of course not, right? We accept all gerim. This really boils down to your question. If you think about it, when I have such an absolute rove, am I cheshish lemiut? Do I assume that just because one guy might come from Amon Amov, so too other people are going to come from Amon Amov? Of course not, says Gemara.
Don't we say disbalvo halumos after
after Sancheiriv? But he's saying about hypothetically. Hypothetically, there could be one guy from Amon Amov, right? So therefore, let's ask for all game because of the Amon Amov. Right? That's what he's saying. It's hypothetical. Right, it's not germane. You're really trying to pin me down as to whether the Baal is arguing with Shalmi.
In essence, really, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not. The Yushalmi is not saying that. Yushalmi also agrees that we are soymech on this Baal Bulu almost. It's asking why are we soymech on that. Like Rabbi Lezer, let's not rely on that. Let's have the difficulty that we have to be chashish lemiut. Okay, that's his question. So it says more elakini or elakini, rather this way it is. Ha Rabbi Lezer Savar Meimar, Rabbi Lezer holds really Rov Eretz Yisrael Nusuna Biyadakum. It's not the older minority is in the hands of Goyim, but rather he holds the majority is in the hands of Goyim. And therefore he requires you to take Trumas and Maisos off stuff you buy from a Goy as Vadai, not just as Might, because the odds are that it's not Maisert. Says Rabbi Yochanan, so our main ma, Rabbi Yochanan, who argues, holds Rov Eretz Yisrael Musuna Biyadi soil, that most of the land in Israel is in the hands of Jews, and they're going to take off Trumas and Maisers. So therefore, even stuff you buy from a Goy is only Dmai, not Vadai. Vod Minato. And I can prove this also from the following case, that that the Machlokas is whether Rov Eretz Yisrael is Jewish or non-Jewish.
Well, aren't they both right, depending on what time, what era it was?
Yes, but they were contemporaries, and they lived in the same location.
It seems like also, basically, the question is, isn't it machlokas and metzius?
Absolutely.
It's very strange.
My feeling, without trying to burst too many bubbles, only like 300 or 400, is that this business which we were taught in yeshiva, that they're never machlokas and metzius?
Right.
Uh-uh. Not true. Yeah, and certainly if we are taught in Bavli, I don't know if it applies to Yerushalmi. It's entirely possible there are machlokes in Mitzvahs. They didn't necessarily have the wherewithal to make all these surveys and find out. Certainly here, you see that they didn't have the capacity. This is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer. They were under Roman jurisdiction. What did they know? It was very hard. The whole writing of the Yerushalmi was very difficult because they're under Roman oppression. They went out and they checked out exactly what the facts are. They had a machlokas b'mitzius. That's what I would say. Okay, it was not easy all the time to go out and gauge what the mitzius was. Okay, says the Gemara. Vod miyado, again from this following case. The Rabbi Zira Shalach Shal Rabbi Lezer Alexandra Ditztoika. Right? He sent this, Rabbi Zira sent the Shaila to Rabbi Alexandria, interesting name, from Tzedoka. Ilay Naklevasan, those dates, Tahacha, which we find in Eretz Yisrael, Matum Sharimbo, how do you reckon them? Rabbi Nakum, do they come mostly from Goyim, or Rabbi Yisrael, mostly from Jews? He said, we don't know. We don't have the capacity to reckon this issue. So, Taka, they didn't have the tools, the capacity to figure it out. Masdisa Mesailadein, there's a Bryce which is right for this one, for Rabbi Eliezer, and a Bryce, Masdisa Mesailadein, a Bryce is right for Rabbi Yochan. Masdisa Mesailadein, Rabbi Eliezer, there's a Bryce which was right for Rabbi Eliezer, which says, Hatagar b'choma kom t'mai. A merchant, no matter where you buy from him, it's demai. Amos, I was that true bismach romach mikansel miyisroel. That's only if you take if a place where you know that the majority of the suppliers, the tagar is a middleman, right? He's your personal merchant, a retailer, let's call it. But that let's call him a meet the middleman, because that's what he is. That's when you take again, Amos, I mean, the truth is Machro, Machansel, Misro. When most of this stuff comes from Jews, so I say, I assume that it's Demai, at worst, because it comes from Jewish property. But if you bought it from a Goy, then, in other words, you bought it from the Goy, the Tagar buys it from a Goy. Your middleman buys from a guy. In that case, for sure, you have to take a Trumas and Mites, as you see, because that we hold is Vaday. So that's a riot, Rabbi Loza. That's saying that we have the concept that depends on who the Rove is. And normally we say that Rove of Eretz Yisrael is Goyim. And it's just a special case where Rob Mechansim Yisroel, that he has somebody who gets his fruit from a Jew. Masisa Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, there's another Brayas, which is right for Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Rabbi Nechemiah Amar, we learned the Brayas, Rabbi Nechemiah says, Pa'am Echod 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 Yisroel, Echod Kutiv Echod Amoret, whether you have a Goy, a Jew, a Samaritan, or an Amoret. Pa'am Mishalokech, Pa'am Achas Min Akum, sometimes you buy one time, you know, from a guy, Pam Achas Misrael, and sometimes one time from Israel, Dmai. In both cases, it's Dmai. In other words, regardless of whether you're buying from the guy, from the Israel, from the Kuti, from the Amoretz, since most of the crops grown in Eretz Yisrael are grown under Jewish auspices, there's always a healthy assumption that it's possibly Miser, and therefore, in all the cases, no matter who you get it from, it's always Dmai and never Vaday. Rab Chiba had a boy come here, I'm on it. Everybody following so far? It's easy, come on, right? But Rabbi Chiba had a boy come here, I'm on it. Mimi loka chayish hazeh. Now, it's an interesting lotion. What he means is, hey, let's ask the merchant, where did he buy the stuff? Did he buy it from a Jew or buy it from a Goy? It's about Batish Kasha. Let's ask him.
You trust the merchant.
So says the Gemara, no mar mi Yisrael, if he tells us it's from a Jew, to my. Minakum, he tells it's from a Goy, Vadai. So says the Gemara, the poter, shoyo akum, shoyo tagor akum. It's about a case where the merchant himself was a Goy. Va'akum vi Yisrael matil in front of Demai. And he has a Goyim and Jews who are putting stuff in front of him. Not that because he's a guy, he's not believed. He doesn't pay attention. He has two suppliers, Jews and Goyim. So therefore he doesn't know where he's getting his stuff. That's why he can't answer our question. Hey, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi says, the Kashuba Mastisa Messiah, Lu Rabbi Yochanan, I've arrived from Bryce like Rabbi Yochanan. The Tani Yom Rabbi Yudon, we learned Rabbi Yudon said, Lo Uskuru Mune Badon V'Chotzer Geva, the pomegranates of Badon. And the harvest of Geva was only mentioned El Shem Yisrael Vaday B'chom Mokom. Only to tell us that they're Vaday no matter where you go. They're always Vaday. Monica, what are you talking about? Im Lokech Yisrael. You're talking about we buy for Jew. But it's Vaday. We say it's Vaday. course it's only Dmai. Jews take off Trumas and Maizos. Elo kiara kaimim belo keach mina akum. He was talking about when you're buying from a guy and says these specific things. Rimonei badan and chatzir kaveh keva. They must have not been grown by Jews. That's why there's no suspicion that Jews took Trumas and Maizos off of it. Or shakol advarim. Anything else he buy from a guy. Sounds like it's only Dmai, which is right, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yishmael Yitzchak said, no, bevadai onu kayomin. This story did not arrive for Rabbi Yochanan. This story about vadai. This story about where you bought uvlokeach Yisrael onu kayomin. It's even going to Rabbi Lezer. And even if you bought it from a Jew. If you bought from a Jew, it should be always Dmai. It should never be Vada. How can it be Vadmai? So that's a very interesting question. Very interesting concept. Tipoter, understand it. Shagrinimus gadol. Agrinimus obviously is something about to do with agronomics, right, with agriculture. But he was a big farmer. Vidochu kalav. Lios mocher bezol. And the government is pressing him to sell for cheap. The tiru lo and the chazal allowed him the osmocher tevolim to sell absolute tevel vadai, because the profit margins were squeezed to the max anyway, right? So ever they wanted to sell tevel vadai for the keach yachush laatzmo, and the buyer has to suspect for himself that perhaps he's buying vadai. So we're talking about a case lemaisa, according to Rabbi Lazar, where we know even though he bought it from a Jew, it's vadai. We're not talking about a case. Well, Dmai, by case of him, boys, we bought it from a Jew, it's Vaday. Okay, so the bottom line is we never resolved the Machlokas. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, I have a Machlokas. What do I assume? Do I assume most of Eretz Yisrael is bought from Goyim, in which case it's Vaday, or most of Eretz Yisrael is from Jews, in which case it's only Dmai and the Machlokas stands?
What was the Why was it Teva?
This is a case where the government was forcing a large landowner to sell his stuff for cheap. So in order to preserve some profit margin, Chazal allowed him to sell Tevel. He didn't have to take off Meiser at all. Okay? Ezu Tagar. What is a merchant? That we can assume he's a merchant and he's not selling his own stuff, he's selling from others. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we assume that it's only Dmai, not Vadai. Says Marakosha, hey, be anybody who brought this brought crops, the Shonan brought again Vishilash. In other words, three times he's engaged in business dealing. Rabbi Yonah asked the kind of question, this is a Rabbi Yirmiya type question. Hey, Vishlosha Masuim Vakachas. If he brought three loads in one shot, he had a big truck and he brought three loads in one. So, ain't the Tagar? What's Halacha? So, is it not a Tagar? So it sounds like I'm not sure. It might be a statement. I see the disciple son learns in a statement. Boy, even though it says boy in the Yerushalmi doesn't necessarily imply a statement. A question might imply a statement. Here the statement is: Hey, Vishlosh Masayin Kechos. If he brings all three loads at once, ain't the Tagar is not considered to be a merchant. Zechar Zai, if he brings it one after the other, Harei the Tagar is considered to be a merchant. Right? Rabbi Yonah Boil Mafir, now Sot Tagar, from when does he become a merchant? Retroactively? From the first shipment? Omigan Alab or from here on in? Manafok Binei, on what's the difference? Difference is as follow. Ba Laskin. Interesting case. He wants to take off. Now, if you want to take off Trumas and Maisras, from the earlier shipments on the present shipments. So, in Tamar Mikano Lahaba, if you're going to say it becomes a... you want to take off from the earlier shipments on your Vadai, which is at home. In Tamar Mikano Lahaba, if you're going to say it only becomes a merchant. After the third time, Maisri Mizal say, you can take the stuff which a merchant brought in this first two times and use it to Maisri stuff at home because it's Vadai. However, if it's a case where we say that it's Lamafreya, that he came merchant retroactive from the first shipment he brought to town, so then I have to assume that perhaps all of them are Dmai and none of them are Vadai. Raimona asks, Huvno Paulo, he brought a load to sell, and his worker brought a load to sell, and his son brought a load to sell, and his worker brought a load to sell. Maushi Tzavu Shosh Masos Kachas, to make them all big merchants all at once. Then the Gemara doesn't resolve it. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asks, Habasfina Abba Miromi, a boat which comes from Rome, Kama Minim Yeshba, has many different types of merchandise in it. Roe Osa Kulo Kilu Achas, you see it as if it's one and it's only one coming, or you see it's as many different types of temperatures as many different types of merchandise as three comings, and the Gemara doesn't resolve it either. Haperos, now says the Gemara, new thing, fruit, which we're not sure if it's true, the trumas of mice are taken off, if it's my, etc. Loyal Chobani, never followed by them. Loachar Reach, not their smell. Loachar Marin, or after their appearance, right? Loachar Tam, nor after their taste. Loachar Dami, nor after their value. Eloachar Rov, you go after the majority. If the majority of that fruit comes from Chutz Laretz, it's not Chayv and Demai. If the majority of that fruit comes from Eretz Yisrael, then it's Chayv and Demai, and none of the other factors play a role. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Neda Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Yain, if it was wine, go Yain Chodesh V'Yain Yoshan, such as old wine and new wine, where there's a discernible taste difference, in that case, Ochim Ba'achre Tam, in that case, we can distinguish and say, oh, sweet wine comes from outside Eretz Yisrael, the new wine, which is less sweet, comes from inside Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we can create dichotomies because there's a recognizable difference between the commodities. Okay, says and you go out even after time, after the taste. All right, Mona said, as Lisa Kate, I went to Caesarea, the Chamisu Nigun Ba'avada Develta Shuri, and I saw them eating fresh figs without taking dates, without taking Trumas Sumaisers. Why? Because they must have known that this comes from Chutz Laretz. Shalis, L'Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Lezer. I asked Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Lezer confirmed this. So Amalie said, yes. Kach Nog Zuga Shuri. There was a couple of rabbis who were amati in this case. They said, couple of Shuri, of Rabbonim, who were matir, and they said that we can assume that all dvela in this town comes from Chutz Laretz. All press dates come from Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Zuga, the case are never in the name of this parent case, sorry. Said, Kol Dechame Maya Shuri. Anything. Anything which is on the seashore. So they don't make pressed figs there, and therefore all pressed figs there are not chayim in Dmai. Isboy Meirav Migdal Milcha, some said till the pillar of salt. I don't think it's Lot's wife, another pillar of salt. V'istam Boy Meirav, some say Amoras Tlimon, until the cave of Tlimon. I'm Rabbi Abba. It's all considered to be part and parcel of, no. It's part of Eretz Yisrael, but there you can assume that I think it's Caesarea, right? You can assume that these fruits come from Chutz Laretz and not Chayv and Dmai. Okay? Rabbi Abba said, Amre Milei and Rabbanon. It says Mari. Mari is like Amre. Let me tell over the words of the rabbis. Amre, they said, Kol Aminim Asur Mikesorim. All types of fruits are also in Kesorin, because we're afraid that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Hachitim pas, wheat and bread, vayayin, wine, vashem and oil, vatmorim, dates, horez, rice, kamon, kimmel. That's all the stuff in the Mishnah. Lo parshin and tveila. Why does it mention tveila here? Tveila she mentioned was a substance which is osir. Begin the tnisa, must be tzah mentioned because it's mutter. Okay, press dates never come from Eretz Yisrael, so therefore if you find them, they're from Chutz Laretz, and you're allowed to derive, you're allowed to eat them.
The dates come from Eretz Yisrael, they just don't press them?
What?
The dates come from
Don't press them into a, right, don't press them into a mold. Okay. V'hamitzni hataninan, and this is all still part of the raya. We have a rice who tells us orez v'kamunu parshasun rice and kimmel and whatever parshanun have a sharioi. These substances. These substances, which are enumerated in our Mishnah as having as being especially chayev in the Mai, it should have listed also the Dvela. Why does it mention the Dvela must be Havi Shairahi that was left out intentionally because Dvela comes from Chutz La'aretz and therefore it's not Chayav B'Dmai. Now, Hare Elu B'Shviyas Hater B'Shar Shnei Shavuot D'Mai. This is a very interesting halacha. If you have any of this crop during Shemitah, it's permissible. Now, this is unintelligible in and of itself. The beer here from the Stipler some points out a very interesting thing. He says that case Caesarea was conquered by those who left Egypt, but not by those who left Bavel. They didn't take it over. This leads to a certain kula and a certain chumra. A certain kula, actually. The halacha is, he brings down here, that. What? Right, so it's not Kedusha Kitcha Asilov, it's clearly not Kedusha Daraisa. But he brings down here that the as a result, Chachamim said that Meiser and Shemitah apply in these places only to Jewish fields but not to non-Jewish fields. Before we said that Argobar holds that even by non-Jewish fields in Eretz Yisrael, Trumus Meiser supply. But that's only in places where the Oli Bavel, the Babylonian exiles, came back and restored their ownership to the land. Here it didn't happen. And therefore here if you find a case where it's in the hands of a Jew, there goes there nonetheless. It's chayiv. It's in the hands of the Goy, it's exempt. Okay, is that clear? Again, it says it was only conquered by those who left Egypt, not by those who left Bavel. So it says the Gemara, Hare Elu Shviyas Hater, in all these places, during Shemitah it's Mutter, B'Shar Shnei Shavuot, but during the rest of the week, in 6 years, it's in Mai. In other words, Chachomi made a two-track Zera here. Right. There are more Machmir by what? By Dmai. Which is a very interesting thing. They're more machmir by Dmai, I guess, because it's more prevalent. It's 6 out of 7 years, as opposed to Shemitah, which is less prevalent. But yes, you have your paradox. So it'd be chayv at Dmai, but exempt for Shemitah. Correct? Correct. Not in places where it's only conquered by only Mitzrayim. Right, they're both Mitzrayim. Okay. Yeah, they both meet the rabbi. Okay, says the Gemara, Areil b'shvi'is heter. It says here that in Shemitah it's mutter. You b'shvi'is shvi'is, when did shvi'is? Says the Gemara that shvi'is yisroel b'shamtim v'akum potter. Shvi'is, Jews are chayvin. Goyim are exempt from Shemitah. Yisroel v'akum rabbi malakutim. There are more Jews plus Goyim than Samaritans. So therefore, B'Shar Shnei Shavuot, by the other 6 years, D'mai D'Yudoi. There's D'mai in the Jewish fields. Yisrael Metakin, which the Yisrael are Mesakin. V'Akum Peturim, and the Goyim are exempt. Yisrael V'Akum, in that case, Yisrael V'Kutim, the Jews, and the Kutim Rabim. There's a different gear, so by the way, in here. Yisrael Kutim Rabim Al Akum. Now, let me explain exactly what that means. We're talking here about, again, stuff which might Ole Mitzrayim sanctified, those who came out of Egypt, not those who came out of above it. So says the Gemara, by all of the days of the week, we assume that the Mai, if it's Jewish, the Jews are being misakimed. If it's Goyim, since it's only area which kind of by Ole Mitzrayim, not only Ba'avel, it's exempt altogether from Trumas Maisus. Only from Trumas Maisus. Only the only from only the only Ba'avel stuff is Chayav and Trumas Maisus. Therefore, we say in this case, there's a majority in this community of Yisrael plus Akum. Yisrael plus Akum. I'm still not explaining it well. What? No. Because it's stuff which only Mitzrayim conquered. So, only Mitzrayim. So there is a Chiyuv Demai, because he's Yisrael. Right. There's a Chiyuv Demai because he's Yisrael. And there's a Chiyuv Demai because of the Kutim. There's no Chiyuv Demai because of the Goyim. So the Goyim, the Jews, plus the Kutim, generate a Chiyuv Demai and overcome the Kutim. Overcome the Goyim. Again. Yisrael. Yeah, because this is assuming by the.
Isn't there a kedusha of the Aretz?
Yeah, it's Gary Amos.
There's a kedusha of the Aretz, regardless of who.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do it again. These past two lines I have down pat. I was just kind of confused. Let me reorient you and me. Shvius, Yisrael Meshamti Vakum Potter. Divide the citizenry into three: Jews, Goyim, and Samaritans. Okay, so Shemitah, the Jews are going to make sure to keep Shemitah. They're not going to do anything bad. The Goyim are exempt from Shemitah. Who are the ones who are chayav Shemitah but are going to mess up? Samaritans. What's the majority? Yisrael are going to keep Shemitah properly if they keep it, and Goyim, that's two-thirds. So two-thirds of the people are, so to speak, exempted, not really exempted, but are exempt or fulfilling the obligation of Shemitah. You don't have to worry about Shemitah fruit. Once the people are not keeping it properly, that's the Kutim, you don't have to be concerned. Now the opposite, by the other years, by the other 6 years, what's the status of Yisrael? Chayav Demai, right? What's the status of a Kuti? Chayav Demai, because they're only there bona fide gear. What's the status of an Akum, since it's only Mitzrayim and not only Bavel? Since it's only Mitzrayim and not only Bavel. It would be only Bavel, we'd say it's what? Tvaray. But since it's only Mitzrayim territory, so therefore, if it's in the hands of a Goy, then it's exempt altogether, right? So what's the majority here? Demai. That's why you give Demai. Okay? Works out. Again, we look at two-thirds of the parameters. Okay, let's see that again. And this only goes only Mitzrayim territory. You just made that eminently clear, right? Shvius, Yisrael, Meshanti, and Jews to keep Shemitah. Vakum, Potter, and the Goyim are exempt from Potter. Yisrael, Vakum, Rabbi, and Kuti, and then more Jews plus Goyim equals, you don't have to worry about Shemitah. Bishar, Shnei, and the rest of the years of the cycle, Demai, Yudai. It's Demai. Why? Because Yudai, that goes in the Jewish plot, Yisrael, Mesachnin, but they might forget. Right, they might be from the Mild. Va'akum Turin, Goyim are exempt. However, Yisrael v'kutiyim rabim ala akum, and there the gears is reversed by the growth. Right, that's right. Right. Right, right. Okay. Period. Areichon. How far does Kesaria reach? Pundika Damuda. Pundika Retifta. These places. Ad Kfar Saba. Up to Kfar Saba. I don't know if today's Kfar Saba. It might be. It's near this area. Everything is near right there. Yes. Might well be. Absolutely. But here, only Mitzrayim did get. The Plishim at some time or another conquered all of the land of Israel. Not all at once. But they had all a bunch, you know. They spread their tentacles all over the place. Okay. The Tzidon.
So that means they're saying that this territory was conquered only by Ole Mitzrayim.
And not by Ole Bava.
That's
right. Ole Bava did very little. They actually had very little penetration. Later on, Herod and his house, the Hashmonaim conquered it. But by then, you know, it was too late. It wasn't conquered by the Ole Bava. Okay. Areha Pudukoda Tziron Vadai Bekesarin. Tziron is a certain type of vegetable. Even in Kesaria, I assume it comes from Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael proper, and therefore it's Chayim. Kukasin and Korim Bekesarin. Also the Kukasin, whatever crop that is, which is sold in Caesarea, Harela Surin, they're forbidden also without Marmelis, they take all Meisers. The nation Ruben Boy and Miramel, because both of them come from Haramel, and Haramel they didn't take off properly. Rav Chia Bar Abba Bilavnin Omar. I'm sorry, Rav Chia Bar Abba Omar Bilavnin. Sorry, Chia Bar Abba Omar Bilavnin. It's got to be white kulkasin we're talking about here, because they mostly come from Har Melech. Rabbanim the Kesar, Rabbanim to say Amri Badumim. The red kulkasin mostly come from Har Melech. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chivya, period. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chivya both said Bishar Rabbi Yochanan. This case which appears in the Bavli in Chulam Dav Zayin. Rabbi Tir Beit Shan. Rabbi was Matir Beit Shan and said anything Beit Shan is not susceptible to Shemitah. Again, it was only conquered by whom? From a tribe, not only Bogo. Besides that, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Chia B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan is Beit Shan. Why is that? How do you know it's from Chutz Lartz? Bibnei Yoshua ben Zoris, because Yoshua mipi, because that which you heard from the mouth of Yoshua ben Zoris, ben Chomish Rabbi Meir, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Yoshua ben Zoris say? Shomer said, Ani lo isi, I saw, es Rabbi Meir lokech yerek min agino b'shviis. I saw Rabbi Meir eating vegetables in a vegetable garden in Shemitah and Beit Shan. V'hitir es kulon, as a result, Rabbi was matir all of Beit Shan. Okay? Omer Rabbi Zira said, the fact that Rabbi was willing to rely on this teaches us, a person should never do, may not do something in public unless he's absolutely sure about it. If Rabbi Meir did, he must have been absolutely sure about it. And the Omer, because otherwise it would have said, if a person did something in public without actually being sure of it, and the Omer would have said, Hagino isim yuchedes lo ditiris kula. He knew some special reason that he was matir Rameh. Rameh knew some special reason to be matir Hagino. But now we see that we are matir the whole thing, because we say that even if Rameh had known some special reason, then he would have done it in private, not in public. Okay? Rabbi Yitir Beishan, Rabbi Mazmati Beishan, Rabbi Yitir Kesari, Rabbi said Kesari, Caesarea is also not susceptible to Shemitah, Rabbi Yitir Beishkuvrin, he said the same thing about Beishkuvrin, Rabbi Yitir Kvartemach, Rabbi Yitir, and Rabbi also is Matir, Likach Yerg Motzei Shviz. He's saying you take vegetables, buy vegetables right away, Motzei Shemis. And we mentioned the previous Masechta to pay. The reason it was Matir is because it said vegetables in Eretz Yisrael grow very fast. These are not Tzvichim. They didn't grow during Shemitah, and they're also, they grew right away, Motzei Shemitah. Well, needless to say, the parashas of Shavuot, our parashas of Shavuot, Everybody made a mockery of him. So he said, Bovini died. No, they call him, Mako. Right? They're going around making fun of Rebbe. Right? It's an old story. Right? Amalui said that Bovini dying. Let's discuss. Let's debate the matter. Stephen says the chites nachash nechoshes. Yoshio, the king, destroyed the copper snake, which is in our parsha, which Moshe makes in our parsha, right? No righteous person from Moshe until Chizkiyo to cast away this snake they're worshipping it, right? Not just the doctors were worshipping it, even the common people were worshipping it, right? So Ella, who made that the symbol of medicine, by the way?
Why did she need a gun?
Is that the first
Jewish? Yes, it's because of the Chana.
Yeah. And it's called the Kedushis.
Yeah.
It's probably the first Jewish doctor.
I know the symbol, but I
don't
know the
associated
with the
Russian medicine. Sure. Yeah. So, it's the first recorded episode of healing, I think. I mean, he had Moshe with the Torah sticking his hand or whatever, but...
So the Gash of the Gemara really is, what makes Moshe so frank?
Chizkiyo. Right. Ella. Elsa atori nirlo kodesh baruch li sater bo. Hashem left him that crown with it to crown himself. There's a certain hashkoche, certain schusim are left for later generations. And that was his schus. And Hashem left us this chus to be matir beishan. That's my personal chus. Rabbi Shimon Levi was a machmir. He didn't trust Rebbe on this. Right, this is Rebbe's. Rebbe didn't trust him on it. So he told us, he sold his boy, his nar, lo tizbin Li Yerek Elamin Ginza de Sisra. Even when you're in Beit Shan and during Shemitah, only buy me stuff from Sisra's garden. Now, Lisa says Sisra was not Jewish, right? Sisra, I mean, that could be Jewish, right? It's like Christopher. So he said, only buy me stuff from Sisra's garden. Don't buy me anything from a regular place. Because I know, don't trust Rebbe's hat for Beit Shan. You know? Don't trust it. Says Gemore. Kami mei azochel atov. So there came there stood the
Tzil Amar L'Rabba, go tell your Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Leisa Doginsa de Sisra, this garden doesn't belong to Sisra anyway. The Udoy Avis, it belongs to Jews. The Kotlu, Sisra's forefathers killed the Jews who lived there. The Nasvi Minei, and they took it away from the Jews. Therefore, your Chumar doesn't do any good. Because this garden is a Jewish garden. Sisra doesn't belong to Sisra. It belongs to his predecessors who were Jewish. And therefore, if you have this crazy chumra with your machmer and yourself, not to rely on Rabbi Meir, on Rabbi Tzatzer Beit Shan, at least ishtari l'chavroch. Don't impose this chumra on your friends. It's a big Musar Aska here, right? Yeah, personal chumrah. First of all, Rabbi Yonavi says the chumrah is not a good chumrah because this ground, you can't be in kind of chumrah with this plot. Besides that, you machmir for yourself, don't be machmir for them. Okay? Rabbi Yossi the Kfar Don said, B'shem Rabbi Ben Ma'adio, Hamidim Asurim in Beit Shan. Even in Beit Shan, there's certain things which are imported from Israel, and therefore they're forbidden. You have to assume they're Shemitah or the Chayv and Meiser Sheni, whatever the game Meiser. Haketzach, this is poppy seeds, Vasumsum, sesame seeds, Vachardal mustard, Vashum, shum is garlic, Vakukasin, whatever kukasin are, Hafuni Rishkarim, black peas, Ubatoy, my name Karim. And onion which is sold. And bnei avdina, which is another type of vegetable, the yukarim, which is sold by weight. Upul anega b'shifa, and the legumes which are wrapped in shifa, whatever shifa is, I forgot. Some sort of material, I don't remember exactly. And mintsa anegev neatzma, mintsa notai vetcha, which is independently bundled. Istapni the olam, and always istapni the rochayev in the demai, and in shmita, even though they're in Beitra. The kaflutos, this is true also about kaflutos, a type of turnip, minateres ad chanaka, from Shavuos till Chanukah. Says Moharim Rabbi Zira, minateres ad chanakah is served for Rabbi Eliezer. From Atzeres, from Shavuos till Chanukah, there's more Issa than Heter. Min Chanukah but Atzeres, from Chanukah till Shavuos, Heter Rabbi Eliezer. There's more Heter than there is Issa. Ulinya, and that's in terms of... Terms of mice in terms of Shemitah. However, in terms of Shemitah specifically, in terms of stuff which grows wild in the field, may Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah Ad Chanukah of the 8th year, usher, because it took root in the 7th year. You're not allowed to use it. Usher Svichin, it's forbidden. Min Chanukah Ad Teres from Chanukah until Shavuos. Now here there's a change in the Gemara's Girsir from the Gra. Tzricha. We don't know. Tzricha, remember, says Yushalmi's word, which is the synonym for Teku. Right. Here means we don't know. We don't have an answer. However, mean Atzeres Rosh Hashanah from Shavuos Rosh Hashanah of the 9th year, Zandat Heter Tzrichin. I know for sure that that stuff grew in the 8th year. Okay? So that's okay. Says words Hakishuin. It's a type of squash. Vaduin type of gourd. Vavatichim type of melon. Vafonos type of cucumber. Vayayin wine. Shemen oil. Tzmorim dates. Apasios. Certain type of dates. Vieshomim some say apatamusin. Certain types of legume. Upas. Chala. Another type of product. Hare elu. Vishviyishviyis. They're considered to be during Shemitah to be Shemitah stuff. What? They come from Eretz Yisrael, because they come from Eretz Yisrael. Bishar Shnei Shavua, what about the rest of the 6 years? Ma, what's the look? Rabbi Yana, Yoyna, Mar Demai. Rabbi Yona says they're all Demai. Rabbi Yosef, Mar Vadai. Rabbi Yosef says they're definitely not tight. Below Pliga. There's no machlokas here. Mar Rabbi Yosef, Yona, Mar Demai, Blokech, Mina, Balkanim. That's when you buy it from a merchant, because maybe he bought it from somebody who didn't take some mitzvahs off. Mad Rabbi Yosef Maravade, that was just because it's Maravade. It's okay to minagina when you buy it from somebody's backyard, and you're pretty reasonably certain that you didn't take off any trumas and mitzvahs. Period. Adhechen parshasa. What blood are we on, by the way? Are we in Tzitzmanov yet? Not quite. Okay. I'm going to try and get to the next Mishnah, if you don't mind. You want to get to the next Mishnah? Yeah. Okay. It's 9 o'clock, but do you mind staying another, take another 10 minutes? Adhechon. To what platil wears Beit Shan? What's its geographical boundaries? Parshasa, Averitz Besav, and Avshin, the Pnute, Ad Kfar Kinayim. Until Kfar Kinayim, Kfar Kinayim, Beit Shan, but Kfar Kinayim itself is also like Beit Shan. Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Shimon Tzchai said, "Haminim Asurim bePanye." What stuff in Panye is considered that maybe comes from Eretz Yisrael? Ha'gozim nuts va'orez rice shum shemin sesame pulamitri kamil zuga amar ayino abuchoros ayinios abuchoros. This type of first fruit of ayinios is also considered come from Eretz Yisrael. On Rabbi Yehuda, I said, "Harder tame that which he said. Only certain types are." From Eretz Yisrael, but the rest of them are okay. Hard attainment, Tani Golgi, Sarin, Lamal. That's above Tani Golgi, Sarin. I will be Tani Golgi, Sarin, Lamal, but below Tani Golgi, Sarin, Keretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yona, boy. Rabbi Yona has a Shiloh, he says, so they will put Mitzvah Zura Yerik. He tries to point out a tenable situation. But you know what I'm going to say to him? Tough. That's the following case. Rabbi Yonah, boy, place today is Ruah Yerik. You had a field of Chutz Laretz. planted vegetables. The vegetables you have to take off the Mayan Chutzlarts, no. Uva mitzvah ores. And now you came and found that there's rice in there. And rice, even the Chutzlarts, you have to take off Trumas Mayis because it's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, and the crop might have come from Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Yes? No? Maybe? It does. It's one of the things mentioned in Mishnah. So in that case, Yerek Mutav Orez Osir, you're going to say the Yerek is permissible even without any demai, and the rice is Osir. It's in the same field. How can you distinguish between the two? What about Orez Milamal? You have rice on high. The Yerek Milamato. Yerek Mutav Orez Osir. Again, you're going to say that the vegetables are Mutav and the Yerek is the Orez is Osir. Says the Gemara. Avarov Sados, Osos, Aros Sados, Halolu. Now here the Grudge hits the Kiris again. Enosos, I mean, Halolu. Says, you know what? You're right. It's paradoxical, but that's life. Even though the rice should be mutter because it grows in the same field as the vegetables, which are mutter, that's part of the Xerah. Too bad. You got to take the mayo off the rice as well. Hi, you know and I know that Schutzlar, it's produce. Similar to what grows in Eretz Yisrael, don't let you get away with it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Vafilu Tamar, and you're going to say, Rabba Sadas Alolu, Osos, Minim Alolu. In other words, many fields of this locality are making rice, and therefore, because let's say it's Mistam of Kutzarts, nonetheless, Rabba Minim Alolu, and Bos Eliminis, they primarily come from place where it is a problem, and therefore we say that you have to take off. Well, most of them come from Eretz Yisrael, place where it's a problem, and therefore you have to take off the mai even chutzlarts. Time we learned to orisha b'cholos antiochia. The rice in cholos antiochia mutar b'komo is permissible in its place. Why? Because there is plentiful rice, which all grew chutzlaret, so we're not kosher that rice from Eretz Yisrael will ever come there. So then you don't have to take off the Maya and your rights in chutzlaret. Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, he tera Buren, he says, Pesel out to Buren. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asks, Buren is in one direction. Is a kimidos of choruach. What? You're not a doctor, are you?
So he asks,
when it says Buran, it's the same to in all directions. In other words, Chulas Antiochia, you're allowed to eat the rice from there without taking off the mai, because so much local rice, you don't assume any comes from Eretz Yisrael. Buren is over here. This whole area was permitted. You don't have to take off the mai of rice. Ask more, can I draw an imaginary circle with this as the radius? And saying mutzmutzer in all directions, the same distance as Buren is. You see the question? In Chulas Antiochia, you didn't have to take the mai off of rice because there's plentiful rice, so no rice can merit its role. And it said you don't have to take off the mai anywhere between Chulas Antiochia and Buren. Can you draw a circle describing this radius around it and then saying all there you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisers to mai? Says the Gemara, no answer. There's no answer given. One thing I want to point out is that an interesting thing, although very, very much on a tangent, is that in Isser of Chodesh, we have a similar concept. We say, even the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if Chazal asked Chodesh, they only asked Chodesh in the immediate environs of Eretz Yisrael. Because you might get mixed up with Eretz Yisrael. They didn't ask her, their intent to ask the Chodesh in Russia. I think the same thing is true here about the Mai. Even if we say Chazal asked the Mai in the immediate vicinity, of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't oscillate in New York or Chicago. That they didn't do. What? See, the ironic thing is that the Aruch HaShulchan is a family member too, so it should count.
That's why Rav Aaron would quote him occasionally.
Okay.
He quote him on the issue of
Chodesh. Uh-huh, issue of Chodesh. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one can make a lot of Chodesh. It's interesting because the Briskers went to Borel. The Briskers always say that the Psak is based on the Bach. Psak that is based on the Bach. And the Brisker Rav had a Shverkite on the Bach. Well, the Bach is Shver, as we used to say in Chofetz Chaim, Shver like the Rebbe. There's no way to understand. No pun intended. By the way, be that as it may, let's go on. Some very choppy tape tonight, sir. A lot of censorship going on here today. In any event, so the same thing, Chodesh, they're matir because they say that Brother Bach was matir, but the Briskov had a kasha in the Bach. The Bach is certainly schwer. The Bach makes stuff up in being matir Chodesh. But the Aruch HaShulchan said there's nothing to do with being matir Chodesh, and it's a very nice and glad answer. Okay, says more further. So don't let the Briskers, don't let them impress you too much on that. I'm sure none of us keep Chodesh anywhere. These are the cities which are in the area of Tzor, and of course Tyre is exempt from Truma from Dmai. Shatsa Subatsa Supim Mitzuva, Alaisa Vachanvosa Tachtia, Ubeis Kario Rosh Mino, Uvamonu Mazi. Over Rabbi Mona, that was to begin with. But besides that, now Yesusisa Einish Vein Tara V'Ram Berin V'Iun V'Yarut V'Kvar V'Choruv V'Nov V'Akfia V'Kvar Tzemach. And they're all the areas of Tzor. They're not part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yiter Kvar Tzemach. Rebbe said, Rebbe already said Kfar Tzemach is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ami Asagi said not part of Eretz Yisrael. Lomi Malim Yisrael, don't they pay taxes to the Israeli authorities? So they must be Israeli, right? Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami held Mimali Misa, those who pay taxes, commission is captured as if they're conquered. Anybody pays taxes to a government as if it's conquered by that government. Okay, must be some Musar Haskell there, but I'm not sure what it is. Elayar Shem Mutars Mutchum Tsar, these are cities which are Mutar which are in the area of Tsar, Naki Tsar Vitsayev and Ashmayu, Vizizin, Vyande, Khamas Vitovav. Charvarte v'charkora devar charzrak. Chatoi d'tzumai g'tzumukin. Certain individual came. We have one. We still go over the mission another 5 minutes. Chatoi d'tzumukin. Somebody carrying a pile. Somebody brought a pile of raisins. All its very came to Tveri with it. Tveri, of course, is an Eretz Yisrael. Shol gam liyo zugal Rebbe ba barkana yasre ba barkana. Is this the Mai? Amar Lo, he said, no, it's not Mai. No, I ain't called Eretz Yisrael. Ose Masu Yechot Shol Tzimukin. Eretz Yisrael, there are no raisins in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why not. I guess they never have a raisin industry in Eretz Yisrael. So there are plenty of grapes, no raisins. They don't go to make Carmel wine. Right, so there are no raisins in Eretz Yisrael. So since there are no raisins, things must come from Chutz Lartz. If they come from Chutz Lartz, they're exempt from Demai. Right? Says the Mar, Ve'enkel Eretz Yisrael, Sem Masu Yechot Shel Tzimukin. Is that true that all of Eretz Yisrael doesn't make one load of raisins? Elokein Amale. No, this is the way it said to him. Eim Okum Eretz Yisrael, Osem Masu Yechot Shel Tzimukin. There's no one place in Eretz Yisrael which makes one load of raisins. But you have to amass from many places, raisin a bunch here, a bunch there, in order to make one caravan load of raisins. So therefore, we don't assume that that's what he did in order to amass this whole caravan of raisins. Therefore, by definition, we assume that where do the raisins actually come from? Chutz Lartz is never the exempt from the mind. Charbanash is an individual. I say Chadash probably brought one basket to Kaflutin of turnips. Rabitza Bartavli. Shor Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan Zavit Smai. Omer Lehi said, so Rabbi Yochan said, Puk Chashal. Go ask Hanani ben Shmuel. So tonight, sir, I taught him this halacha. Nafik v'shoel leiser went and asked him the question. Am leiser said, mas nice lo yachmi le. He never showed me a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan never showed me a brisa on this topic. Shmuel Amar li, he told me over in the name of an Amora what the halacha is. Tom Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yasa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yasa named Rabbi Yochanan, he's spoken Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon had a machlokas. What's machlokas? Chad Omar, one of them said, Acher Mekomo. In trying to determine whether this is demai or vadai or exempt, we go after the place where he's from, the merchant. Where there's an Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Lartz, etc. Chorot Amar, Acher Mamor, the other one said we go after where he passed through, literally where he stood on the way here. Rabbi Avo Amar, Rabbi Omar Acher Mekomo. Rabbi said normally you follow the place where he's from. For Hori Le Kada, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. However, he wants Paskin. Rabbi Omar Acher Mekomo. However, Hori Le, Rabbi Yocher wants Paskin. Sorry. Kada, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Acher Mekomo, that he followed the place where he came from. Kada, the Tema Bilish Balto. That's talking about this basket, this case which we're talking about. However, from Beilin to a single basket, I should say, Beilin to not just specifically this case, but any case of a single basket. But from Beilin to Anaya, but where it's a professional, bearer. In other words, he's bearing a whole bunch of it's a caravan, bearing a whole bunch of buckets of the fruits. That is, we always go after the place where he came from, because we assume if he just brought one bucket, so he brought it from wherever he last was. But if he's bringing a whole caravan, he's bringing it from his actual place. Let's say the place where he was from is mutter, and a place where he stood on the way is also mutter. However, I think I might have made a mistake. I think Mamoto might not be the place where he stayed on the way, but rather the place where he is now. Because look at this line here. Hoye Mekomo Mamoto Heter, place where he was, place where he's standing is Heter, Vuasi Lavir Derech Iser. But there's a place along the way where it could have gone through somewhere else, Hoyser Kamishlo Avira. We don't look at the answer through which he passed it. We don't take that into account. So I guess my motto is not the place where he went, because that would be like the Mokom Isser where he went through. Rather, my motto is where he is now. So if it's a single basket, we look at where he is now. If it's a caravan, we look at where it came from. And we never take into account where he passed through. Because we assume he either picked the stuff up here locally, or he picked it up way back when in his own city.
So Mekomo, what's Mekomo Mamoto?
Mekomo's where he's from. Mamoto's where he is now. And Avir Derech Iser is where he stopped along the way. So it's Machlokas where you look at Mamoto or Mekomo or Mamoto. Where he's from, where he is now. No, where he originated his trip. Where he says he comes from. Okay? Rabbi Baba Kohen Boykum Rabbi Yossi. He asked Rabbi Yossi, Lokinim Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaver Locha Kurebi. Rabbi and his friends, if Rabbi is among his friends, the Lokas like Rabbi. From Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Yon said it's true, but I feel Rabbi hates Rabbi Lokas, Rabbi Shimon. Shurim Rabbi is arguing Rabbi Lokas, Rabbi Shimon. So if that's the case, how here the Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Lekula, that we go after, how Paschal Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Here Paschal Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said that Acher Mamodo. So Tveri must be like Chutz Laaretz.
Yeah. 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 Ye
Oh, this is not Tveria. This is a different case, sorry. That was the last case in Tveria. This is the place of Yitzchak Bar Tavli. Okay, so Yitzchak Bar Tavli's place, he brings down here the stipler's son. He says Yitzchak Bar Tavli's place is taka exempt from Shemitah, he says, talking about here, because the place where only Mitzrayim came and not only Bavel. So that's why he asked Rabbi Yochanan, what do I go by? So I go to the place where he came from, where Makoma was Osir B'Shemitah, or do I go to the place where I am, my mother, which is Mutter B'Shemitah? And Rabbi Yochanan paskin for Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, Lekula, that we go after where you are, which is exempt, and not after where he came from, which is Chayev. Because it's only a single bucket, not a bad caravan of buckets, so we go after local and not after the distance. So now the Gemara asks, how can you possibly like Rebbe? Let's Rebbe Shimon over Rebbe. So says Gemara, I'll tell you. Says Gemara, Mad boy, Rabbi Yochanan. What are you asking for Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan died to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan like his holds, but it's consistent with his own opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kal Shekilu B'Shvi'is, Shemidivrayim. So Shemitah is man says, the Rabbanon. So Chazal were Mekel, and they were Mekel, even like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, to say when you can go after the locality, and that's exempt from Shemitah, you can exempt the fruit from Shemitah. Okay? So that's one interpretation. Easter Boy Mamer, some said, another interpretation, this is mind-boggling. This is our bang with which to end tonight. Nitztarfa daitosh Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'yirbo al Rabbi. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon argues on Rabbi. Rabbi says you go after the place where he's from. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon says you go on the place where he is now. Rabbi Yochanan holds you go by the place where he is now. So it's two against one. We pass like Rabbi over one of his friends, but not over two of his friends. So therefore, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan on one side, and Rabbi's on the other side. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. What's difficult about this? Rebbe is the Tana and Rabbi Yochanan is the Namora. That's what you meant to say? So how can you make it two against one? How can you make it two against one? So there's a Raya, there's a Tesis, I forget where this Tesis is. I remember seeing it when it brought down the Yad Malachi. So Shail for Rabbi Yochanan is a Tana Upoli, like Rav. The Bavli never argues on Tanoim. Never. But here you see clearly that the Yerushalmi is giving Rabbi Yochanan, since he was a member of that cross of the transition generation, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Levi, a bunch of these, Rabbi Yochanan, all members of the transition generation. So here you see the Yerushalmi is giving him the status of a Tana. And therefore, it's two against one. They win the argument. We'll stop here for tonight.